On peut faire un essai, juste pour le son.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
She was very beautiful, you know.
Ouais, c'est un peu comme Bob Marley, quoi.
On s'embrasse?
Non.
Is that a proposition?
It's more comfortable
than the couch. Monsieur Hulot?
Yes.
I'm no more talking.
Don't be so modest.
Bonjour à tous, bienvenue dans Certains l'aiment FIP, une émission de Susanna Poveda et Denis Soula. Programmation musicale Maxime Barré, mixage Paul-Henri Dimitriou, aujourd'hui Terence Davis.
I was brought up on romance. My sisters took me to the movies and they took me to see American cinema. My first film at 7 was Singing in the Rain, and then at 11 I discovered Doris Day, which was just bliss. So that's what I grew up on. I didn't want the world to change. I wanted it to be romantic. You know, I wanted everyone to be like Doris Day, including myself.
I hear the cottonwoods whispering above. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. The old hooty owl, hooty hoos to the dove. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. Does my lover feel what I feel when he comes near? My heart beats so joyfully. You'd think that he could hear. Wish I knew if he knew what I'm dreaming of. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love.
Of the North, the Ritz Theatre, Birkenhead, again presents a replica Royal Film performance.
That's gooey, bally, hooly, Hollywood, where any office boy or young mechanic.
At 7, I saw Gene Kelly in Singing in the Rain and discovered the movies, loved them, and swallowed them whole. The golden moments pass and leave no trace. Trek off.
Debbie Reynolds, puis la voix du réalisateur anglais Terence Davis dans Of Time and the City, le très beau poème documentaire qu'il a consacré à sa ville natale, Liverpool, pour entamer Certalem Fip. Alors que sort son ultime film, Les Carnets de Siegfried, puisqu'il nous a quittés le 7 octobre dernier, les cinémas du Centre Pompidou ont consacré une rétrospective à ce cinéaste dont Jean-Luc Godard saluait déjà le talent lors de la projection à Cannes de son premier long métrage, Distant Voices, Still Lives, en 1988. Terence Davis a tourné avec Gina Rowlands, Gillian Anderson, Rachel Weisz, Tom Hiddleston, Julian Sands ou Jack Lodden, qui incarne le poète Siegfried Sassoon dans Les Carnets de Siegfried. Avant la projection du film à Beaubourg, il nous a parlé de Terence Davis, confiant qu'il était un réalisateur admiré par d'autres, comme Todd Haynes ou le plasticien et cinéaste Steve McQueen. Jack Lodden, au micro de Certalem Fip.
I think Terence's work continues to be something that those that work in the film industry all over the world, no matter where they're from, is that he was a real master of what he did. I was working with Steve McQueen just before I worked with Terence, and when I mentioned that to Steve, Steve was like, you couldn't work with anyone better. He really does influence a lot of filmmakers. He's a filmmaker's filmmaker. Yeah, definitely.
The audience pricks an intellectual ear. Stravinsky, quite the concert of the year. Forgetting now the hullabaloo they made, the audience pricks an intellectual ear. Bassoons begin. Sonority envelops our auditory innocence and brings to me, I must admit, some drift of things omnific, seminal, and adolescent. Men in boaters, far from Henley. Girls in pink and blue taffeta. In that long summer I hunted, played cricket, but only watched tennis. God was in his heaven and there were sausages for breakfast.
I'm discontented with homes that are rented, so I have invented my own. Darling, this place is a lover's oasis where life's weary chase is unknown. Far from the cry of the city, where flowers pretty caress the streams. Cozy to hide in, to live side by side in. Don't let it abide in my dreams. Picture me upon your knee with tea for two and two for tea. Me for you and you for me alone. Or hear us, no friends or relations on weekend vacations. We won't have it known that we own a telephone. Day will break and you'll wake and I will bake a sugar cake for you to take for all the boys to see. A boy for you and a see how happy we would be.
Blossom Dairy chantant T42 et à présent Love is Here to Stay de Gershwin, deux standards qu'on entend dans Les Carnets de Siegfried, film posthume de Terence Davis qui vient de sortir en France à l'occasion de la rétrospective de l'œuvre du réalisateur anglais au Centre Pompidou à Paris. Jack Lowden y incarne le poète Siegfried Sassoon, héros de la guerre 14-18, devenu pacifiste et poète, contemporain et ami de Laurence d'Arabie, de Bertrand Russell ou du chanteur Ivor Novello dont il fut l'amant. Pour certains lemphibes, Jack Lowden se souvient de Terence Davis et souligne des traits de caractère communs entre Davis, le réalisateur, et Sassoon, le poète. La souffrance, l'énergie, le courage et l'engagement total dans leur art.
His voice was incredibly very very characteristic, very specific, his voice. It had a very sort of like very very beautiful way of talking. Incredibly beautiful, sort of flowery, very enthusiastic. It's his voice that really sticks, and I think a lot of the people that worked on the film would say the same thing. He was a man that I think suffered from a lot of internal pain for many different reasons, just like Sassoon. But he was a man, therefore, that really took life by the throat, was brave. He was an incredibly brave man, Terence, just like Sassoon, in brave in the things that he made. Because of where he came from, his sexuality, to put his entire self on screen like that, for any filmmaker to do that, I find just remarkably brave, and have the conviction to tell it in exactly the way that he wanted. He's a brave man.
I'm blessed with a good memory. I can remember not only the way the house was, the way the street was. That street was built from my memory. There are no photographs of that street. The interior of the house was built from my memory. I can remember emotional memory as well, how it felt to go to the movies, how it felt to sit in the hallway listening to my mother. I can remember it now, even as I'm telling you, I can remember.
When I'm among a blaze of lights, with tawdry music and cigars, and women dawdling through the lights, and officers in cocktail bars, sometimes I think of garden nights, and elm trees nodding at the stars. I dream of a small firelit room, yellow candles burning straight, and glowing pictures in the gloom, and kindly books that hold me late. Of things like these I choose to think when I can never be alone. And then someone says, "Another drink?" and turns my living heart to stone.
Thank you, Mr. Sassoon. That was very touching.
We're great admirers of your poetry, Siegfried. Before you take offence, Ivor, we like your work too.
Careful, Stephen, that was almost enthusiasm.
Perhaps they will play one of your charming songs, Mr. Novello, and then we could dance to it. I can't tempt Stephen, though.
Why not?
Because I only do the Valita, and only when pressed.
I do love dancing.
So do I.
Come on, then.
Charleston. I didn't know that Charleston did that to gay young things.
I think everyone should be gay, don't you?
Only in the wider sense.
Morning, Mum.
Tony, are those two sisters of yours up here?
Yeah, they're just coming down.
Oh, hiya, Mum.
Morning, Maisie.
Morning, Mum.
Morning, Eileen. Nervous, love?
A bit.
Have a cuppa and a ciggy.
Benjamin Britten, Oh Wally Wally, et puis un extrait de Distant Voices, Still Lives, premier long métrage de Terence Davis dans Certain Lem Phipps. Cinéaste élégant, poétique et ancré dans la description de la classe ouvrière de l'Angleterre des années 40, celle de son enfance, il signe en 88 avec Distant Voices un premier chef-d'œuvre, une comédie musicale poignante. Terence Davis disait que ses films étaient le fruit d'une mémoire qui repose sur les émotions. Et sur la musique, pouvons-nous ajouter tant elle irrigue son cinéma, comme un dialogue supplémentaire, avec une prédilection pour le jazz et les chansons populaires chantées en chœur, au pub ou en famille.
Come on, Ricky, give us a song.
Pack up all my care and woe. Here I go, singing low. Bye, bye, blackbird.
Oh, God, blimey. You're not singing again, are you, Mick?
Listen, bloated tonsils. Just because you're dead miserable doesn't mean to say the rest of us have got to go around looking like you've death off the road.
Judy Garland, in bad health.
Oh, me arse. I'll want to be wrong to pick up the pieces. When somebody breaks your heart.
Go on, I love that.
Somebody twice as smart as I wanna be around to see how she does it. When she pulls your heart to bits. To see how that puzzle fits so fine. And that's when I'll discover that revenge is sweet. When I'm sitting there applauding from that front row seat. When somebody breaks your heart like you broke mine.
I wanna be around to pick up the pieces when somebody breaks your heart. Somebody twice as smart as I. A somebody who will swear to be true. As you used to do with me. Who'll leave you to learn that misery loves company. Wait and see. I mean, I wanna be around to see how he does it when he breaks your heart to bits. Let's see if the puzzle fits so fine. And that's when I'll discover that revenge is sweet. As I sit there applauding from a front row seat. When somebody breaks your heart like you.
A friend of mine sings in a choir. She was doing a Victorian evening of Victorian parlour songs. And they closed their recital with that song. It's called The Long Day Closes. The reason it's wonderful and moved me is because it's a wonderful mixture of Victorian poetry and Victorian sentimentality. But it's also about the nature of time and death and our acceptance of our mortality. Every time I hear it, I cry. Which is how sentimental I am.
Is a many splendid thing. It's the April rose that only grows in the early spring. Love is nature's way of giving a reason to believing. The golden crowd that makes a man a king. Once on a high and windy hill, in the morning mist, lovers kissed, and the walls stood still. Then your fingers touch my silent heart, how taught it how to sing. Yes, true love, a man is splendid thing. Way of giving a reason to believing, the golden crown that makes a man a king. In the morning mist, lovers kiss, and the world stood still. Then your fingers touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing. Love is one and in many splendor.
José Carreras, Love is a Many Splendored Thing dans Certalem Fip. Terence Davis a utilisé cette chanson dans Long Day Closes, un film auquel il a donné son titre d'après une chanson d'Arthur Sullivan, compositeur anglais d'opérette du 19e siècle. On y voit un jeune garçon des années 40 qui pourrait être le réalisateur dans le quotidien d'une journée auprès de sa mère entre tâches ménagères et après-midi au cinéma où passe un film avec Doris Day.
Oh, come on, lad. Where's those nets? I want to wash them. That's before he'll bring them down. You little bugger.
If you were the only girl in the world, and I was the only boy, nothing else would matter in this world today. We would go on loving in the same old way. A garden of Eden just meant for two, with nothing to mar our joy. I would say such wonderful things to you. There would be such wonderful things to do. If you were the only girl in the world, and I was the only boy.
Go on, get me pears.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
Today,
We were going on moving.
Your tea's ready, Kev.
Okay, Mum. All right, Mum.
Hiya, Mum. Hey, John, will you get the flatirons out for me?
Yeah, okay, Tej. What's up with Mum?
The pictures. Where else?
Nesting at sundown. Each little rosebud is
sleeping in the
while shadows are creeping. In a little cottage cozy, the world seems rosy at sundown. Where a loving smile will greet me, always meet me at sundown. I seem to sigh. I'm in heaven. When night is falling, love is calling me home. I seem to sigh.
Get you, Mavis.
What are you running for?
To the lodge was chasing me.
Why?
I was scared of him.
You be careful. One day he'll catch you and give you a right go along.
The road is long, with a many a winding tongue that leads us to who knows where. Filled with the gladness. he's my brother.
The Hollies, He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother, que l'on entend dans Off Time and the City, un montage d'archives montrant Liverpool des années 40 à aujourd'hui, accompagné d'un commentaire écrit et lu par Terence Davis, avec quelques vers de T.S. Eliot ou une phrase de Tchekhov, « Les meilleurs moments passent sans laisser de traces ». Heureusement, le cinéaste était là, lui qui débuta à la radio et se souvient de la pauvreté de la semaine et de l'allégresse du week-end. Écoutons-le raconter sa ville au son de la symphonie numéro 2 de Mahler.
On slow Saturdays, when football, like life, was still played in black and white and in shorts as long as underwear. When it was still not venal, when sportsmen and women knew how to win and lose with grace, and never to punch the air in victory. Match over, pea soup made, my mother calling from the kitchen. My eldest brother listening to the football results in front of the Bakelite radio, marking his coupon, hoping to win millions. Accrington Stanley, Sheffield Wednesday, Hamilton Academicals, Queen of the South.
Thank you.
rise, O surely thou shalt rise.
But there was no snow. No, not that year.
David! Honey!
Then that spring, Aunt May came to live with us. Next to the train, I remember Aunt May most. I don't remember any children of my own age coming around that Christmas. As a matter of fact, I don't remember seeing any other children at all.
Night-night. Thanks again. Night! You see how Miss Morgan can dance?
Oh, yeah!
Well, she can sing, too.
Oh. I haven't sung in 100 years now.
So, she's going to sing for us right now, Miss May Morgan.
You guys know my romance?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Well, I'll tell you one thing. It ain't going to be God Bless America.
Talk.
Oh, thank
Gina Rowlands chantant My Romance dans la Bible de Néon de Terence Davis, d'après le roman de John Kennedy Toole, incursion du cinéaste anglais dans le sud des États-Unis juste avant la Seconde Guerre mondiale. Ses obsessions, la pauvreté, l'enfance, la violence des maris, la musique, ici de Stephen Foster, s'y déploient avec la même sobriété et la même émotion portée par une Gina Rowlands au diapason de la retenue du réalisateur. Voici ce qu'elle disait de Terence Davis dans ce document Ina, Pour le cinéaste, la première prise était souvent la bonne, même imparfaite, car justement, il y ressentait la vibration et le doute de l'être humain qui tente quelque chose.
The first take, I was so unnerved that all of the notes that I hit were sharp. I was dreadfully out of tune. Then I sort of pulled myself together, and after three or four takes, I got at least on tune. And I came out, and the sound man was saying to Terrence, I thought the fourth one was pretty good. And Terrence was saying, no, 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 the first. And I said, Terrence, that's the one where I'm off key. And he said, I know, but it's so Aunt May. And of course he's right. He was absolutely right.
Goodbye, goodbye to all that. To fog on the estuary and boats swaddled in mist and swans which preen and call by the damp river. Goodbye to all that. Goodbye, goodbye to all that. To porous roofs and leaking neuroses and frantic phone calls and tears in the firelight and the heart sinking at the prospect of life before and after you. Goodbye to all that. Goodbye, goodbye to all that, to sunlight over the empty green, and alfresco laughter seeming close yet far away, as on a beach near the sea, and the ones I loved smiling over the sandwiches and the warm cherryade. Goodbye to all that. Goodbye, goodbye to all that, to the seductive music of Judas' friends, those enemies of the heart who know how to sting and thrall. Oh, thank God, goodbye to all that. Goodbye to memory, to hope, to love. Goodbye to light, to dark, to calm. Goodbye, goodbye to the sheen on walls as twilight falls and spills across the once filled room. Oh, dear Lord, goodbye to all that. Goodbye to serenity of the known. Goodbye to the terror of age. Goodbye to the night, to the dawn that will never come again as we take our bodies to the distant shore. Goodbye to all that. Farewell, my prince, my soul, my all. Farewell, the universal you, so cherished, so loved, so true. Goodbye. Goodbye to all of the rest, but no, never goodbye to you.
La voix de Simon Russell Beale, acteur fétiche de Terence Davis, récitant l'un des derniers poèmes écrits par le réalisateur avant que la maladie ne le foudroie. On l'entend dans Home Home, le court-métrage que lui avait commandé le Centre Pompidou à l'occasion de sa rétrospective. Merci beaucoup à Viviana Andriani, Aurélie Dard, merci aussi à Marie Jarose de l'INA et à Mathieu Ray de nous avoir permis de diffuser un extrait de ce document inédit. Merci aussi à Jack Lowden, qui est un remarquable Siegfried Sassoon dans Les Carnets de Siegfried, dernier film de Terence Davis, sorti à titre posthume. La semaine prochaine, certes à l'MFIP, vous emmène en Bretagne.
On avait tous une vie très débridée, donc même de Paris, il y avait quelque chose qui leur semblait intéressant. Et cette liberté de ne pas chercher à la demander, mais de la prendre.
No more talking.
Avanti!
Azione!
Traveling!
Silenzio!